20 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Joining us now by phone today is Northfield's Police Chief Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully you're feeling okay.
Yeah, I am. I just a little bit of a scratchy throat and a little cough as I got up this morning and thought, I probably shouldn't be in studio with you.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. We have a few things we want to talk about. One thing was that just caught my attention actually yesterday. I got the Waterford newsletter, and they will be moving their town hall over the weekend. So, folks, if you see a building going down the street, be careful for that. Chief, let's first of all talk about the moving of a building right through town. Of course, the Northfield Police are going to be involved with this. Tell us your role.
Yeah, we will be, Jeff. So the Rice County Steam and Gas Engine grounds south of Dundas, they are moving the Waterford Town Hall down to their land down there. And that will be happening on Friday night. So pretty big building, about 42 feet tall, I think, loaded on the trailer. So it'll be a big site coming down there. But the bigger impact is that it's going to mean Xcel Energy needs to depower some power lines that cross Highway 3 so that they can take those out of the way and then move the building through and then hook those lines back up. So it's going to mean some disruptions in electrical service for folks. And the biggest disruption is going to be north of Greenvale Avenue along Highway 3 there. And we're going to have about 500 plus customers are going to be without power for about 4 hours from roughly 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Friday night. Now, this is a permit that's or move that's permitted by MnDOT. It's moving down Highway 3. It's not on any city road. So Northfield doesn't have a whole lot of say in that. But we're trying to work with Xcel and with the movers to try to minimize disruptions as best we can.
All right. So once again, watch for that. That's Friday night, tomorrow night. And hopefully the weather will be cleared up by then. It looks like it's going to be good to go. Let's move on. We had you on the other day to talk about mental health response. And we also had one of the mental health response officers, the personnel, joining us on public policy this week. I understand you have applied for and gotten a federal grant to help fund this.
Yeah, so we've talked about that a lot. And of course, Rice County added our community-based coordinators, which work closely with our officers, as well as with Rice County Social Services on trying to provide mental health services, as well as treatment or addiction services for folks, really an increase in services that are provided here in Rice County. But also part of that, for years, we've been part of the South Central Community-Based Initiative, which is based out of Mankato and serves 10 counties in South Central Minnesota. And that initiative was a recipient of a federal grant to the tune of about $1.5 million to increase community mobile crisis response. And so over the next 6 months or so, we're going to see that capacity increase, and they're going to have a team that's based in Rice County that is able to respond out to folks in crisis. And of course, they work closely with Horizon Homes, which has a voluntary residential facility where if folks are struggling and they need some treatment and a place to stay, they've got that right there in Mankato, and they've got transportation options for folks. So really, we like where this is going. We've had that option in Mankato for a while, but it's just really, a lot of times, it's difficult to get folks there. And for mobile or immediate response, it can be difficult, too, that you have over an hour response time. So we're going to see that program expand and located here in Rice County, which means we're going to have a much shorter response time to get those services out. And of course, our hope is to move towards what the legislature intended with some of their changes over the last couple of years. And that's to get to a point where we don't need to have police respond to a lot of these cases, and we can just get mental health providers to respond out there. We just don't have those resources available. They're not in place yet, but this is a good step in moving towards that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about that. Chief Mark Elliott is with us from the Northfield Police Department. Chief, what else would you like to talk about while we have you on?
Well, when we talk about mental health response, also we've got some increases coming in addiction and recovery resources. And Rice County was a recipient of $1 million grant from the Department of Justice this past year. And it is to aid in some of the programs we already have going on in the county, like our MOST program, Mobile Opioid Support Team, as well as some family recovery specialists to help folks who are battling addiction. But a big change that we're going to have here is a new program that's going to be the police-assisted recovery and diversion portion. And what that's going to look like is officers are going to be able to connect folks who are battling addiction. And sometimes our officers come across folks, whether it's disturbance or mental health calls, low-level crimes, drug calls, things like that. And they're going to be able to talk with folks they're dealing with. And if they want to go into treatment, we're going to be able to get them right into treatment. We've got a partnership with a local provider that can provide some temporary housing until we can get those folks into treatment if they need that, as well as follow-up care and those type of things. So we know that this has happened in some other areas around the country where, you know, we know our officers are coming into contact with people who are addicts and who are thinking about making changes in their life, but they just don't know where to go or where to get those resources. So our officers are going to be able to immediately connect them with those. So we're excited about that. The program should kick off about March, and we're really excited about moving forward with that.
All right. Yeah, boy, there's a lot to talk about in those two, between mental health and addiction resources. A lot to talk about. We'll have an opportunity in the future to do that, as we'll have you back on at some point. But we've got to get going here pretty soon. But I also want to talk about, we're in the holidays. Of course, we've got bad weather out there right now. We've got Christmas coming up. We got a lot of Christmas parties and stuff going on. From a law enforcement standpoint and a public safety standpoint, what would you like to say about that?
Well, we do have the holidays coming. We want everybody to have a very positive, happy holiday season. And with that, we want people to drive safely. We're in Minnesota. We have bad weather and bad roads sometimes. So take your time traveling. Plan a little extra time to get there so you're not rushing. And make plans ahead of time. If you're going to be partaking in alcoholic beverages, make sure you have a plan of either staying or designated driver type thing. We do have extra DWI patrols out throughout Rice County and certainly here in Northfield and really throughout the state too. So we want everybody to have fun, have a good holiday season with their friends and family, and do so safely.
All right. Chief, thank you so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. If we don't see you before Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Enjoy your holidays.
Same to you, Jeff, and your listeners.
Thank you. That is Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.